Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. I'm back in your homes and wherever you are again today in order to do part two of A Change Is Gonna Come. You know, we are living in the last days, and God has made provisions for us, and he has made promises for us, amen, that he has to keep. But it's going to be all up to you. Praise God. You know, you can destroy your own blessings by turning away from God during the time of your afflictions. The Bible let us know that we can endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Then he said in his word, these light afflictions are just for a moment. They're just for a moment. And it's all dealing with the trying of our faith. Satan was allowed to touch Job, but he wasn't allowed to touch his soul. And God had bragged on Job like he's bragging on you. But so many of us have literally fallen short because we don't want to allow God to do what he needs to do in our lives. We are made through sufferings. That's how we are developed. That's how our character is developed. So we are made through sufferings. And because of this, amen, praise God, God knows when to take you out of the furnace. Amen. And he ain't going to take you out. A lot of people think that he's going to take you out immediately. And once you get saved, that's all that and a bag of chips, and you just know you got it going on. But God say the Israelites couldn't go into the promised land during the day of provocation because they had no belief. God want to see how much you believe and trust in him. We think that we're supposed to be us. Amen. And God's supposed to be God, but God's supposed to be us indwelling inside of us, amen, utilizing us for our glory. So he wants to take a part in our growth, in our development, in our way of life. He wanna do some things for you. It's his good pleasure to bless us. We want to leave him out. And the Bible say that because of who he is, we are representative ambassadors for Christ, amen. And I use that thought, ambassadors for Jesus, because when I put my title on the praise God, the page, amen, I couldn't put Christ. It had too many letters, so I had to write Jesus. But on my other pages that I have out, I have ambassadors for Jesus Christ, amen. But the scriptures let us know that we are ambassadors for Christ, and because we are ambassadors for Christ, amen, we are on a mission to do the will of God, and we are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. God knew that Job was a part of him and that he had no blemishes in him, and so he allowed Satan to try him, to tempt him. Amen, praise God, because God does not tempt mankind. But in the midst of it, amen, praise God. Like I say, he don't get you out of the fire, but he'll even allow them to turn the fire higher on you. Amen, praise God. But in the midst of it, God, amen, will be right there with you, because the Bible said, amen, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in the furnace of fire, amen. And the king looked, amen, he seen a fourth man in the fire that looked like Jesus. Now, this king ain't never seen Jesus in his lifetime, but he had heard about Jesus through the Hebrew children that were sent in to bondage. They were led captive. Amen, praise God. So in that captivity, they had to prove who they were. Amen. Praise God. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego wouldn't bow down to no other god. God want to see if you are willing to stand for him and not bow down to the devil, even in the midst of your sufferings and your tribulations and persecution. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to just let that word flow today. We give you glory. We told you, we say, El Mashanana Moshe. We shabak you. We bless your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we ask you, Amoshanana Moshe. We ask you to move by your spirit. Those that need, amen, thank you, Jesus, healing or setting free or deliverance from drug or alcohol or lesbianism or any kind of homosexual act, amen. We ask you to remove those things from those people and let them see clearly that, amen, thank you, Jesus. God can do everything but fail. You're right now, God. You're right now, God, and I praise you today. I just want to bless you. And ask you to strengthen us. Lord God, strengthen those that are on the air today. Amen. I know I'm doing a quick work, amen, for the Lord, because the Bible said we should do a quick work. Amen. Praise God. So quicken them, amen, in the understanding. Amen. To understand that, amen, ain't no bed of roses in this walk. Amen. Job has said, amen, praise God, in the Bible, that, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that a man is born of a woman, amen, and is of a few days, amen, and full of trouble. So let them understand, as long as they, amen, are in this earth, amen, they're going to go through something, amen, but they're not going to stay in it because these things are temporal. Amen. A change is going to come. Praise God, if you can only believe. Amen. Praise God. I know God is able. Amen. Praise God. And I have to walk like Job. Amen. Praise God. Been tried, tempted. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Kept literally with catch attitudes and without crazy with God and oh, my God. And then the fire would be turned up hotter on me. But, amen, praise God. Because I then began to repent and humble myself, amen, praise God. Amen. God didn't let my hair get singed, my clothes wasn't burned or nothing. I mean, I praise God today, amen, because, amen, praise God, he can do everything but fail. So in the midst of Job's suffering, he had this thing in mind, amen, although, amen, he was going through. He said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change comes. Some of you need to wait on the Lord. You've gone ahead of him. You've forgotten that he's God because the suffering has been so hard, and you've been in it so long, and you want to just throw him to the side. But I'm telling you, don't leave him, because he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. All Satan want to do is get your soul and that spirit, amen, and cause it to serve him. He know who you are, but he don't know your story. Amen? Praise God. He don't know your story. He don't know your glory. All of us have a glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And he don't know your glory. Don't let him steal your glory because you're coming out on top. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just give God praise today. Amen. And I'm going to go into the service. Amen. Praise God. Where I left off. Amen. A change is going to come. Did you listen to it? Job was saying, every time I waited for daybreak, seemed like darkness would overtake it. Amen. My bowels bawled on the inside, he was letting them know. And he said, rest at night. He said, he couldn't even get rest because of what Satan was doing. He's the tormentor. Amen. He's the one that sent Job's friends to persecute him in the midst of his suffering. And the days of afflictions have prevented me. Amen. He said, now I'm afflicted. All I can do is lay around and try to keep a little comfort to my body because my body's aching with pain for the balls and the loss of my children just continue to come up in my mind. And he said, if a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, he said, I will wait literally on the Lord till my change comes. You need to tell your neighbor a change is going to come. Job's greatest problem was his friends and fear. He even said the thing that he feared the most had came upon him. His afflictions caused him to question God as to why. Amen. But his friends would tamper with his soul, his emotions.
God told Satan, he said, you can touch, my God, his body, you can touch his children, he said, but don't touch his soul. Amen. Praise God. The seat of the emotions. Amen. What your thoughts, amen, are coming forth, and amen, where the enemy can penetrate and bring in good or bad or negative thoughts. Amen. Like he was doing to give to his friends. So the Bible say, amen, praise God. God told Satan, go touch him. Do everything you got to do, but don't touch his soul, because his soul got to return back to me as well as his spirit. And his soul don't need to be tampered with, because I have things for set aside for Job. Amen. And he's going to need those things to be did. Amen. Praise God. In his lifetime. And the tax was enough to cause him to give up, but his spirit was willing to go all the way with God. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to go all the way with God despite other afflictions? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Satan wanted to attack Job's character, to destroy his name in the community. That's what Satan does with us first. He want to make us, amen, a bad, amen, hallelujah, example in the community, and saying, oh, she says she's a pastor. He say he's a prophet. But look at him. He's not growing. He's not exceeding. Amen. He has no blessings. She is stuck in some kind of position. His children are gone astray, and that's always a problem in his life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What Satan wanted Job to do was be a public example of not being able to edify God or praise God or worship God in the midst of his storms. He would, amen, want Job to be caught up, amen, and literally, amen, give up hope because his emotions, amen, would take over. But God told him to say, you can touch Job, but don't touch his soul, the seed of his emotions. They belong to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Job was a preacher, amen. And Job was the one that sat at the entrance of the gate. That's why he was able to help the poor. And those that have troubled mind, you need to look at your neighbor today and tell them, my mind might have been troubled today, but I done got hold of something from God, and a change is going to come. Amen. I'll give God the glory. Job was right there at the entrance of the gate where all the merchants and legal counsels were. But Job was more effective than any of them. My God, he would bring in, amen, a help and aid to help the poor. He would minister and tell them the word of God. He would encourage them in the midst of their storms. Somebody has had storms arising in their lives and seen like tribulation after tribulation, trouble after trouble. But I stop by here to tell you that a change is going to come. He wanted a man. Hallelujah. Job to fall. He wanted Job to doubt God. But Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change come. There's a change coming for the body of Christ. If you can only believe and trust in God. What are you, amen, and your family and friends doing? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To help along the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When a Job syndrome comes into your life, your family and friends are doing things they shouldn't be doing. If they don't speak openly to you, they'll throw some kind of solid accusation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And look at you and discern, amen, hallelujah, what they want to discern, not knowing, amen, praise God, that your heart is upright, and these attacks are only to try you, hallelujah. The Bible says many other afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them. And with a smart remark, some of your friends and family members will tell you, you say you serve God, but you always got to call me for a ride. You need to tell them today, you're looking at my situation today. Don't look at it because a change is coming in my life. Your sister might, amen, tell you that God, amen, don't want you because you said you this and that. But I can serve God better than that. And then because of the way God has made you, you can be a man in a position where you can't eat off of everybody's table. And they'll tell you all you say you're a Christian. I'd eat off of anybody's table. Hallelujah, don't bother me because I bless it. But then they don't know the calling and anointing. They don't know the cause of the all that's in the alabaster box. Some of us got all, amen, praise God. And that anointing, amen, got to be intact. And demons are in food. That, amen, come from uncleanliness. Demons are sitting and laden, amen, on a chance to enter in and try to start us and tie up the inner man, because the Bible say out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, and Satan is after the rivers of living water. So you can't do everything that, amen, your sisters and brothers do. You got to protect your spirit. You got to protect that anointing. Amen. And then she'll go on and condemn you when you don't do the things that she do. Hang around with your children and party and drink with them. They begin to try to point figures at you and then tell them, amen, your family, oh, she ain't gonna fool with us. She thinks she better. But it's not that she's thinking she's better. She got a call, or he got a call on his life. And a prophetess must guard their spirit. A pastor must guard his spirit. The apostle must guard his spirit, or their spirit, in order, amen, to set the captives free. And then your brother may charge you with a wrong, amen, a thought by saying, oh, you ain't gonna hug me. You ain't gonna kiss me. Come on over here, girl. Come on over here, boy. But if you look at the scripture, the Bible say, before Judas, amen, went, amen, and betrayed Jesus, they were eating supper, and the thought came to Jesus, amen, to tell Judas, amen, don't do what Satan is telling you to do, that's in your thoughts, amen, and as Jesus was walking, my God, my God, Judas and literally the soldiers found Jesus Christ, and Jesus, amen, hallelujah, amen, praise God, knew what Judas had did because Judas betrayed him with a kiss. It's better that you stop hugging and kissing on everybody because some people have demons that reside on the inside of them, and they're demon carriers, amen, and all they want to do is transfer the demonic oppression upon you. So you need to tell your brother, no, I can't hug you. Let's give me a hand. I don't want to take no demons home with me. I don't want to take no demons in the bed with me. I don't want to take no demons on the job with me. I got enough problems with my boss. I got enough problems with my marriage. So just give me a nice handshake. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that the table is going to turn. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because most, amen, conversations that Job had, friends had with him, were conversations of negativity. Your family and friends don't need to bear around you to try to influence you when you are being tried, because their conversations are of negativity. Job knew that if he stayed with God, God was going work it out, but he had thoughts in his mind because he had suffered so long. Sometimes you suffer so long and you wonder if God's gonna come. Now, well, I want to tell you today that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He hadn't left you even though Satan was there. He hadn't forsaken you even though Satan was there. It's only the trying of your faith. Oh, I give God the glory. Job free and delayed his change by keeping him in bondage by words. Sometimes the enemy can get in the way. Your family and friends can get in the way with their words, and they'll stop you from being able to get your blessing on time because they're bringing all kind of negativity. Amen, we need to understand. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Those friends need to get out the way. Some of you got lawsuits, and they don't understand that lawsuit would set up by Satan in order to try to overthrow you and make you give up on God. But don't doubt the Lord. Don't give up on God, because that lawsuit will be thrown out. A change is going to come. Some of you are going through marital difficulties. Seem like there's always a problem in your life with that husband. It's either him trying to act up, or him decided that he would go and look for grass that would be greener on the other side, but not knowing, my God, it was all, amen, a trick and trap of Satan in order to test your faith. And you have to believe that God will bring that husband into the fullness of the knowledge of God and begin to do what's right, because the Bible said that same woman can sanctify that unbeliever. So give it a chance and don't give up because of what you're going through with it. Tell your neighbor, a change is going to come, and I won't be affected by what I see. And you see, Satan used the five senses in order to affect your livelihood, in order to affect your relationship with God. You will look at situation and say, God ain't going to do nothing for me, and God ain't going to stand up for me because of what you see with the natural eye. But I'm telling you, don't judge a book by its cover, amen, but open up on the inside, and all the way through the Bible it shows you, my God, that God delivered Israel. He brought them through the Red Sea. He kept them while they were in, amen, Egypt land. He never gave up on them. What are you going to do today, saints? Amen. How are you going to deal with your situation? A change is going to come. Let that change come by allowing, amen, what the enemy is trying to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be of none effect. Don't allow what the enemy trying to do affect your relationship with Jehovah Jireh, because he is the one that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless. It might be, amen, that something going on with your children, and the suffering is so hard. It seems like you want to faint and you want to give up, but you need to tell the neighbors and your friends and everybody around you, God will make that change in my life. If I hold on, it's been a long time coming, but God, amen, has promised me. If I hold on, God is going to fight my battles and the change is going to come. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, change is coming. But what I see, the enemy I see, I just see no more. For God told me to stand still, and the Lord will fight my battles if I just keep still. Amen. Praise God. If I just keep my mouth closed, if I don't react to the situation. Sometimes you got to look at your husband or wife as they put on their clothes, getting ready to go on a hot date, and think you don't understand that that's something going on. All you have to do is look at them, let them walk on out the door, and put on, amen, your best robe, get in the middle of the bed, get on the floor of your prayer closet, and begin to change things by prayer. The Bible said, you set the prayer of a righteous man very much. A change is going to come. You can't Roshana Mosiah. Lucifer is going to flee from you. Those situations won't be able to hold on if you don't allow the enemy to change. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said, said, don't let nothing separate. What can separate us from the love of God? God of Hosanna Mosiah. I'm not going to let persecutions. I'm not going to let famine. I'm not going to let depression. I'm not going to let lies. I'm not going to let financial problems. I'm not going to let Hosanna Mosiah. I'm not going to let the marital problems and the children problems separate me from the love of God because of Kobo Shana Mosiah. Hallelujah. I know Amo Shana Mosiah. God is going to give me that inner peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Obo Shana Mosiah. In the name of Jesus. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor most shy, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor every creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, my conscience bear witness, amen, by the Holy Ghost, that Jesus is Christ. And if he, amen, did not, amen, abhor his suffering, he even told the Father, he said, Father, amen, take this cup from me. But he said, no, don't take it. Nevertheless, let your will be done in my life. If I have to go through, let me go through. But my thought pattern got to change. I got to think, amen, what's good and what's lovely, what I'm getting ready to enter in. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, change is going to come because what I had last year ain't going to affect me this year. Those boys are leaving. The cancer is leaving. The sugar diabetes is leaving. The AIDS are leaving. The chronic pain is leaving. This mind, amen, amen, that's up, amen, the flesh is leaving. And I'm going to take on the spirit mind of Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ was whooped, my Shana Mosiah. They said that the flesh, amen, was just literally ripped and falling off of him. Hallelujah. He never said one word. Amen. As Jesus Christ was taken, thorns put on his head as a crown. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said no words as he was led up the Calvary. As they nailed him to the cross. Amen. Nails in the right hand. Nails in the left hand. Nails in his feet. The try to hold him to a cross. Hallelujah. That he was not going to give up. Amen. They want to hold him to it. But Jesus had made up in his mind, I'll hold myself to the cross. You need to look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to carry my cross. I'm going to be just like Jesus. I'm going to hold on. Amen. Nail me to the cross. Job was nailed to the cross. He was pierced. He went through. But he not Shana Mosiah. He did not allow the enemy to stop his strength. He said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait on the Lord until my change come. Jesus knew, hallelujah, that on that cross, his change would come, and he would be transformed, transfigured, praise God, into his newness, into the things that God has promised him, sitting on the right-hand side of Father God. But before he left the cross, he had no thoughts in his mind, but he began to praise the Lord. He began to glorify God. He began to speak of peace and joy in his mind, because he knew his work was finished. Job had to go through a completion, and Job, amen, hallelujah, when he finished, amen, his complexion was changed. There was no more blemishes on him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The Bible said a bride can have blemishes. Job had no more spots on him. What is your spot today? Are you dealing with alcohol? Are you dealing with crack? Are you dealing with tobacco smoking? Are you dealing with AIDS? Are you dealing with lust? Are you dealing with pornography? Are you dealing with lies and deception? Are you dealing with adultery, homosexuality? You need to get those blemishes out of your body so your change can come. I'm made up in my mind that I don't care what the enemy say. He done tried me on every hand. I have been like Job. I have heard God told Satan to try me. I have heard me resist the devil. I have seen me fight for my life. I'm fighting for my life today because I'm made up in my mind. It's been a long time coming. Hallelujah, but a change is going to come. It's been a long time coming.